Hi there, you're listening to The Recruiter Record, a podcast that goes behind the curtain of talent acquisition and human resources in corporate America, providing tools, tips, and tricks so you're empowered with the information you need to boldly navigate your career. I'm the creator and host, Joy Noel, and I'm excited to connect with you all. It's payday, y'all. I'm so glad you've joined me again this week. I hope you're finding these useful and are taking away at least one piece of actionable information. I'd really love to hear from you. So if you have comments, feedback, or even a question or topic you'd like me to discuss, send an email to info@therecruiterrecord.com. If this is your first time listening, I'm Joy Noel, a career coach and recruiter, mom, serial helper, and forever optimist. The Recruiter Record podcast was created to arm people with information and tools needed to own their career journey. So thanks so much for listening and joining this awesome community. Today I'm discussing how to gain career clarity and position yourself for success even during these crazy times. Things will begin to right-size themselves in time, and it's important that you're prepared and in position for continued success in your career when they do. Opportunities will be available for you. You just must keep your eyes open for them and may even need to seek them out. But know that they definitely exist and will continue to exist. So let's get started. Mindset is arguably the most important component in all of this. If you don't believe in yourself, then seizing opportunity will be challenging. Notice I did not say impossible. You'll still get the job done. It'll just be a little bit more difficult if your mindset becomes your biggest obstacle. So before we go any further with this, I want you to get your mindset in check. Positive, positive, positive. Growth mindsets, visionary mindsets, attractive mindsets is what you should be aiming for here. If you see your aspirations and goals clearly and vividly, and if you truly have confidence in your ability, it can be achieved. Mindset plus vision. Step one in optimizing your position is improve your mindset. So by definition, a mindset is a set of assumptions, methods, or notations held by one or more people or group of people. A mindset can also be viewed as arising out of a person's worldview or philosophy of life. Now, according to Carol Dweck, American psychologist and author of the book Mindset, and this is a quote, "In a growth mindset, people believe that their most basic abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Brains and talent are just the starting point. This view creates a love of learning and a resilience that is essential for great accomplishment." End quote. So a growth mindset, therefore, thrives on challenge and sees failure not as evidence of unintelligence, but as a heartening springboard for growth and for stretching our existing abilities. Now is the time to be in growth mindset. The world has slowed down considerably. So let's use this to our advantage, right? We need to adjust and then keep firing on all cylinders to achieve what we've set for ourselves and to get to the next level. Next, get clear on your career and what you want from it. Make this vision as evident and as vivid and as vibrant as possible. Really, the best place to start when working on getting clear about your career is to start with the most recent 3 to 5 projects or initiatives that you've worked on. Big or small, it really doesn't matter, as well as the last 3 roles you've had in your career. Think about your responsibilities and contribution in all of this and write it all down and be as detailed as possible. The goal here is to capture everything you did and what you owned. If you haven't started to do so, and I've said this before in earlier episodes, now would be a great time to start keeping a career journal. It's the perfect place to write down accomplishments, projects you've worked on, career goals, timelines to reach those career goals, and if you indeed achieve them. A career journal comes in handy also when it's time to write the self-assessment portion of your annual performance review. There is so much that happens in 12 months, it's very, very easy to forget. if you keep a journal and commit to keeping record, maybe every 2 weeks or every payday, you'll be doing yourself a great service in the long run. Okay, now back to getting career clarity. Now that you've written everything down, take a minute to think about what you enjoyed about the work. Only highlight the aspects that truly invigorated and motivated you. You're looking to capture what ignited you here. Now take a minute to think about your strengths. What are your superpowers, right? What would your peers or even your adversaries at this point say your strengths are? Also take a minute and think about those weaknesses too. All right, excellent work getting this far. All the heavy lifting, I promise, is happening right now. Just stay with me and hang in there, okay? Now that you've reflected, it's time to think towards your future. Be a visionary. What do you want for yourself in the next 12, 18, 24 months? What skills do you want to acquire and add to your toolbox? What experiences in your career do you want to have? Do you want a promotion? Do you want bigger projects with greater exposure? Do you want to be the CEO? Write all of that down and don't hold back. The more audacious, the better. Finally, it's time to put it all together and align all of this to your core values and mantra. Consider your mantra a mini statement about you. For example, my mantra is to inform and empower. It's what I use to make the majority of my decisions, what I use when I'm thinking about what I want to discuss on the podcast, and will this ultimately be informing and empowering whomever consumes it? If not, then I don't do it. All right, so you know where you've been, you know where you're going, and you know your mantra and have the foundation for how you want to get things done. Now it's time to put things into action. So one, you're going to continue self-development. I'd say with the current state of global affairs, you probably have maybe another 3 to 6 months before things start to ramp up again. Maybe longer, but we really don't know, right? So capitalize on this time, which is your greatest resource, as best you can. Try and use this time to continue to improve your knowledge and expertise in your field. Learn something new if you possibly can. Expand yourself, stretch yourself as much as possible in this time. Two, advocate for yourself. You are your absolute best advocate. Be the mouthpiece for you. Continue to have conversations with your managers and supervisors about your career goals and what you're doing to get there. Also, continue to affect the bottom line with your work. Doing so may help to insulate you from workforce changes like furloughs and layoffs. The goal is to show yourself valuable and make sure that other people know it too. Three, now this is for those people that were maybe in the middle of a job search or had just started a job search when crazy hit the fan. What I'm telling you now is keep your foot on the gas with your job search. Do not slow down now. Set up alerts on LinkedIn, continue to network and make connections with people in your field and outside of your field, in your company, outside of your company. Set up informational interviews as well with people and keep track of your outreach so you can follow up appropriately. Now, if you go back and take a listen to episode 2, I spoke about how to ace the interview, and I also spoke about informational interviews there. It's a short listen and it's full of good information. Now is the time to get things in order and truly create a space for yourself to be in position for the next level. Greater is coming. I know things look and feel scary right now because the unknown is definitely scary. However, I encourage you to move in faith. I believe in you. As always, it's been awesome connecting with you today. I can't wait to check in with you all on the next episode coming out on the 30th. Don't forget to follow me on IG at Recruiter Record and subscribe to the podcast available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're currently streaming. Till then, talk soon.